Welcome to the Mindset, Magic, and Manifestation podcast. I'm your host, Michaela, from MichaelaJ.com. I'm a manifestation mindset coach and blogger. If you're ready to dive in deep, get real AF about your beliefs, and manifest the life of your dreams, then you're in the right place. I'm dishing out everything you need to go from broke to bougie, first class to world class. If your hashtag life goals involve luxury, travel, and being the boss of your own life, then get ready to embrace your mindset, magic, and manifestation powers. Let's do this. Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to the Mindset, Magic, and Manifestation podcast with your girl, Michaela J. It is I. Hello. Here to teach you how to manifest your next level luxe life. And today's Friday quickie is a really fun one. It's my self-care secrets to becoming a bad bitch. And this is something I have been diving heavily into as I've been on my own mental health journey the last few months. And I've been really diving into therapy and, of course, always my spiritual rituals. But I want to share with you guys some of the things that have really been working for me and that have been super fun. So let's just jump right in. One of my favorite tips and tricks that I've been doing lately is getting really clear on how you would like to be treated in a partnership. So what this works whether or not you're in a romantic relationship right now. I would write down, how do you desire to be treated? How do you want to feel in that relationship? And get crystal fucking clear on this. This is also super helpful for manifesting a significant other, but that's not what we're focused on right now. We're focused on you. So get really, really clear on how you would like to be treated, how you want to feel in a relationship. And then what we're going to do is take those details and apply it to ourselves right now. What we are doing with these self-care secrets is we are learning how to date ourselves. I want you all to commit to a journey of falling in love with yourself, of being in a relationship with you. That's really what self-love is. And this is something that you need to do even if you are in a relationship. You can be dating somebody, but you also need to be dating yourself. So get really clear on what all of that would look like, and then look at how can you start to apply that to your own life. So for example, one of the things that I would really love in a relationship is if somebody were to like cook me a super romantic meal, like we could cook together and we would like be in matching PJs or something and listen to music and have candles lit and like fairy lights on and have a really beautiful table set up, like all of our food spread out and looking all pretty and, you know, whatever. That's something that I would really love. It would feel like a very special moment. And my love language is quality time. So makes sense. And so what I do is I look at that in my list of clarity or in the journaling that I'm doing. And I say, okay, well then let's do that for ourselves. And so that's actually gotten me really into cooking recently. It's like, okay, well, a couple nights a week, I literally will spend like an hour and a half, like in full on chef mode. I call it playing housewife. And I will just housewife chef it up, and I will turn on my fairy lights and I'll put on my PJs and I listen to music or a YouTube video and I light my candles and I make a fun drink. Right now I'm not really drinking alcohol, so I'll make a fun little mocktail or drink of sparkling water and just make it a whole moment and have that date night for myself. Another thing that I really love in relationships and that I would want in a partnership is I love going out on like dinner dates. Especially in LA, there are so many fabulous restaurants. And so I've been taking myself on dinner dates more often. And you literally just go alone. You can sit at the bar if you feel like socializing with people, or you can book your own table and just go and be by yourself. And I want to take this even one step further. Another example for you. I actually was planning on going to a concert all by myself last week. So this requires a little bit of background. My personal trainer, Steve, and I are really good friends now since we spend so much time together. And he told me he was going to a concert and I was like, I want to go. So I invited myself to said concert, of course, after asking him if it was okay. And I bought my ticket. Well, he ended up getting sick and I was like, oh shit, well, I'm gonna have to go alone because I didn't want to sell my ticket. I still really wanted to go. And that was super outside of my comfort zone. But I tapped back into this self-care mindset. And I was like, well, if I was dating somebody, I would go to a concert with them. And since I'm focusing on dating myself right now, I'm going to go to this concert, even though it's out of my comfort zone. Oh, well, get over it. I ended up meeting up with one of Steve's friends there anyway, so I didn't even end up having to go alone. But it was that mindset of being willing to do that for me, for something that I wanted, which was to go to that concert. And it was so fabulous, and I'm so glad I went. So get really clear on what you would want out of a partnership and start doing those things for yourself. First of all, it's just really empowering, especially if you're going places alone and taking care of yourself, doing things, and you're just going to have a lot of quality time with yourself. And that's super important. I think where a lot of us end up lacking in the self-love department is we just don't know how to spend time with ourselves or be alone with our thoughts. And we are chasing distractions all the time, whether it's social media or being around other people, or you go out and drink, or you're going shopping, whatever your coping mechanism is, or endless amounts of Netflix, we're just avoiding ourselves. And I really want us to stop that pattern. Now, another really fun exercise I have is like a self-care secret for you is I want you to start sending yourself good morning and good night texts. I text myself all the time. And I have done this for years and years and years. And my friends always say I am so weird that I text myself all the time, but I do not care. I absolutely love it. And one thing I've started doing recently is when I wake up in the morning, I'll grab my phone and I will open up my own text thread with myself. And I'll write myself this beautiful good morning text that I would love to receive from another person. And same thing as a good night text. Before I go to bed, I sit down, I write myself a cute little paragraph about the things I appreciate about myself and that I love myself. I feel lucky to get to do life with myself. All of the things that I would want to hear from somebody else, I'm giving them to myself. Why these things work, these little tiny changes work, and as self-care tips for becoming a bad bitch, is because you're giving yourself the things that you would want out of a relationship. And this is what's going to stop you from being codependent upon other people. This is going to stop you from reaching for external validation or looking for evidence. And it makes you realize that everything you need and desire is inside of you. And then when you're in a partnership with somebody, it just becomes a desire. It's like you just desire to do life with them. You don't need to do life with them. You don't need their words of affirmation. You don't need their love. You don't need them to go places with you because you're more than capable of doing that alone. And in fact, you're comfortable with doing that alone because of these self-care tips. And that just really forms a strong bond within you and yourself. So these are some little things I've been doing to up my self-care, step back into that bad bitch energy. I hope you guys get some good takeaways from this. Do your journaling. What would you want out of a partnership? How do you want to feel? Start treating yourself that way. It also raises the bar for people around you. If people see around you that you are thriving, you're going places on your own, you feel good on your own, you take yourself out on date nights, you're sending yourself these elaborate sweet text messages, people want to clean their act up. They're going to want to step up to the plate and be like, oh God, well, she doesn't even need me. They don't even need me. They don't need me to go on dates. They don't need me to affirm them. I really need to add value into their life. I really need to step up. The bare minimum is not going to cut it here because they're giving themselves so much more than the bare minimum. And this is why we attract what we are. So we are strengthening that personal power. We are charging ahead and we are learning to love ourselves 5% more every single day. Okay. Have a great weekend. I love you. If you loved this episode, don't forget to share on your Instagram story. I'm at the Mikayla J. Give me a little tag so I can repost you, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye.
Thanks for diving in and getting your daily dose of personal development with the Mindset, Magic, and Manifestation podcast. If you loved this episode, leave a rate and review on iTunes. For notes, details, and more information, check out MikaylaJ.com. See you next week.